So which of the following categories applies to you? Do you cheerfully greet the rest of your family when they stumble out of bed every morning? Or are you one who's up long after Letterman and Conan has signed off, grazing through TV channels? A group of neuroscientists at the University of Alberta have been looking at what separates early birds from night owls. And it turns out, apparently the brain functions differently. David Collins worked on this study. He joins me now. David Collins, good morning.
Morning, Ron.
Well, you know, I think my family and friends think I'm crazy because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I never thought of myself as functioning any different. Explain some of the differences that you and your team found in your research about me and people who maybe are more evening-oriented.
Yeah, well, what we found was we were measuring the excitability of the brain. So we have a device called a transcranial magnetic stimulator. Transcranial magnetic stimulator. It's we put it over the skull, over the part of your brain that controls movement, and deliver a little stimulation.
Okay.
And makes your muscles twitch, basically. And that allows us to measure the functioning of the part of the brain that controls movement. And what we found was that people who filled out a questionnaire that determined that they were morning people, like you and I guess, their muscle twitches that are evoked by that stimulation were biggest in the morning, while people who are evening people and, as you say, like to watch Conan and things like that, those muscle twitches were biggest in the evening. So it suggests that the way that the brain functions is different between those two groups of people. And when we tested things in the spinal cord, we found that the spinal cord was the same for the two. So the brains were different, but reflexes that go through the spinal cord were the same.
And that tells you that, depending on the response that you got, that tells you whether that person is what we lovingly refer to as a morning person.
Absolutely. I think we could get people in the lab and without even asking them do our tests, and I think we could categorize them as either a morning person or an evening person.
Even if they didn't tell you that ahead of time?
I think so, yeah.
And so these little electrodes, I mean, they're on, if I was in your lab and they were over my head or strapped, what, to my ankles or to my wrist?
Yeah, actually, we use electrodes that we would, like little sticky pieces of plastic, basically, that we put over muscles to record muscle activity. So when you do a contraction, your muscles give off these tiny little electrical signals, and we can measure that. And then stimulating the brain, it's actually a black coil that's about, 6 centimeters across, and we just hold that over a certain part of the brain, and we deliver a little stimulation. It just sounds like a click, and the people don't really even feel it. And then your muscles twitch because we're activating the pathway that goes from your brain down to those muscles.
Okay. Why did you want to study this?
Actually, it's really, so in the lab, we study how the nervous system controls movement, so it's really contributing to basic understanding about how these different rhythms that the body has. So we have circadian rhythms in everything from body temperature and hormone levels and things. This kind of also suggests that brain function has a daily rhythm, and that is different for different types of people.
And that rhythm would dictate certain things, for example, whether you are better in the morning or function better in the evening.
Yeah, our study, we were really looking at the control of movement. We also showed that evening people, we measured how strong their contractions are when they do a maximum contraction. And the evening people, their contractions were biggest in the evening, but we didn't find any difference over the day for the morning people. So the way that people can do movements and things like that will be different between morning and evening people, depending on what time of day it is.
Yeah. Well, not to throw cold water on your study, but I get up at 4 o'clock in the